Welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about puns, do a try not to laugh challenge, and just have a fun time. Because
everything is horrific.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
How was your week?
It was actually not too bad. It was really busy. Had a lot going on, work-wise, and just busy week. How was yours? Are you feeling any better?
I exist in the grand existence of things. I had my first therapy session on Tuesday since I got diagnosed with cancer. So
yeah,
that was exciting. There's this questionnaire that they do whenever you go to a trauma therapist. And the questionnaire is called Adverse Childhood Experiences, or the ACE test. I aced the ACE test, and I was the first 10 out of 10 that my therapist has ever seen.
The only 10 out of 10 Sarah ever got.
I'm like, this is not. See, when I talk about like excellence, this is not what I'm referring to. I was like, this is not something I wanted a 10 out of 10 on. This is not a thing I was anticipating. So I guess that apparently really sent me into a tailspin, because the depression has been so bad this week. I left work early on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. I left early on Wednesday because I just could not keep myself together.
No.
So I just went home and I just rotted in bed all day, is what it is. Yeah. But other than that, my week was fairly solid. It was just a week, you know?
Yeah.
Just one of those. And of course, the news doesn't help.
Stop looking at the news.
Okay, but I have to stay informed.
That's true, but you also have to think about your mental health, too.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain part that it gets too much, especially for someone that already has struggles with mental health issues.
What?
Being chronically online and checking the news as like often is something that you do need to do to stay informed and make sure you're like keeping up on current events and things that are happening. But with someone that has mental health problems already and already struggles with anxiety, depression, those types of things, only looking at the news will only make it worse.
Yeah, I've been trying to only look at the news during like the work week.
Well, that's 5 days, Sarah.
I know.
Maybe cut it down to 3.
I give myself the weekends off.
It should be more days not looking at the news than looking at the news. And when you look at the news, instead of looking at negative things, find something positive. Like a happy dog was found or something like that.
I mean, I did try to do that. I looked at some cute little recipes.
Well, I think there's a TikTok that's like dedicated to only sharing happy news.
I think there's a YouTube channel about that as maybe. Well.
Like the couple of the days that you're looking at the news, when you're looking at it, look at only that news form. Because yes, I totally agree. You need to stay informed on what's going on around you. But when it comes to your mental health, that's more important, because if you let it get to you so much that you're no longer here, then you can't help with anything that's going on around you.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's almost like dying would like ruin the plans or something. But
something
like
that, yeah.
Anyway, I know the good news is though, is surprisingly, despite how depressed I've been, I've somehow managed to read two books. So there's that. And I think I want to play a little game with you. I have an idea for like a little segment.
Okay.
And essentially I tell you a little bit about what I've been reading and you tell me whether or not you would watch it if it was a movie.
Okay.
Since I know that you don't like reading like I do.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, we could have a little podcast segment where I talk about books a little bit and you tell me if that's something you'd be interested in watching if it got turned into a movie.
Yeah.
So I figured we could do that along with our try not to laugh, since we all know I'm going to lose. Like, I'm already laughing internally right now.
Like, well, I have a list of punny dad jokes that I'm going to be reading from.
Oh my God. I'm so excited about that. I'm not gonna lie. But anyway, you want to hop into it?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to do your thing first? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, or if you want, we could do your puns first, and then I could talk about the books, and then we could finish up with trying not to laugh at other things.
Let's do the book first, then the puns, then the trying not to laugh at other things.
Okay. So, the first book that I read was called How to Be Eaten.
Sounds dirty.
I know, it sounds real dirty. And it is...
Is it a vampire love story?
It is not. It's a story about fairy tale characters from probably a couple lesser known fairy tales. And essentially turns them into modern women in a support group for trauma.
Okay.
So there's Bernice, who thinks that the furniture is talking to her because her boyfriend was a serial killer. There's Ruby, who wears the coat of the wolf that sexually assaulted her. There's Gretel, obviously from Hansel and Gretel, who has a severe eating disorder and constantly grinds her teeth. There's Ashley, who is the winner of this bachelor-esque type show. It's called the Right One or whatever. Anyway, and obviously her love story is not what you think it is. And then there's Raina, who nobody knows who Raina is until the very end.
I don't know that it would be enough, just based on your description, to have enough substance to be a movie that I would watch. It might be a like YouTube skit that would be funny.
Okay.
Not a movie that I would watch.
So each one delves into their own personal story.
Still, I don't know that I would want to watch that as a movie.
Valid.
It kind of sounds similar to, it was more of like a riff on the Real Housewives. But they used to do that with like Belle, Aurora, and like all the princesses. I don't remember who it was. I know like what's his face, Todrick, had something that he did with those, but
yeah
I think SNL has done a skit on it a few times too, so it's kind of already been done a little bit, so that's kind of why I said I don't know that I would watch a movie. Maybe like it, I mean, it sounds like a YouTube skit that's already out there.
Okay. Let me read you like the little overview for it.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody cares. The author.
Happy Pi Day, everybody. It's on the day that we're recording.
It is Pi Day. I didn't forget, but I forgot remembered. Does that make sense? Anyway. Okay. So One of NPR's best books of the year, this darkly funny and provocative novel reimagines classic fairy tale characters as modern women in a support group for trauma. In present-day New York City, five women meet in a basement support group to process their traumas. So, I loved this book, and I would absolutely watch it as a movie if it got turned into a movie. It was definitely an excellent book. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Well, that's good. At least you enjoyed it.
True. The second book is, I can't figure out if it's supposed to be taken seriously or not, because to me it's horrifying, but it's written like a young adult novel.
Okay.
So essentially, we have no idea what time frame this is, but at some point in the future, Congress decides to pass a law where you can own designer human beings, essentially. Okay, so there are human beings who are bred exclusively to be pets to, like, the ultra wealthy. Like, just essentially a dog, but a human. So there's Ella, and Ella is 16. She, prior to being purchased by this congressman, she went by the name 8 because she was the 8th out of her litter. They use a lot of animal terms. Like, she grew up in a kennel, which right now, at the point that I am at in this book, because I haven't quite fully finished it yet, they're talking about spaying her. Like, it's mortifying to me because, like, I'm over here, like, the government made it cool to be a sex slave, essentially. Because that's, I feel like I'm standing outside of a haunted house, like, haunted house, like, waving at somebody who's on the inside who doesn't know and going, get the fuck out of there, you know? Like,
no.
But anyway, Ella is falling in love with the congressman's son, and all while she has no idea about anything because she's literally just been bred to be a pet.
I wouldn't watch that either.
That's fair.
I mean, it doesn't really sound like my kind of movie. I'm also a big horror movie fan instead of, like, that's where I typically go to is horror movies. And anything that has, like, I mean, social commentary, to me, sometimes it gets too heavy. And it's like, when I watch a movie, I want to, like, be in, like, something funny or horror where someone's dying. Not something about social commentary.
Right. There's a time.
There's a place. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a time and place for both.
I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, Ryan probably would watch one of those movies, but there's a lot of movies that he watches that I would never watch.
And that's valid.
And some movies he shows me and I'm like, thanks, I guess. I would never watch this on my own, but.
Right.
I get why people like to see some of those movies, but I'm the type of person that I like my movies to have a good ending and actually end. And if it's a movie that doesn't have an ending, I get infuriated about it.
I know.
And it makes me not want to do anything for the rest of the day.
Valid. I don't know that I would watch a movie made of this book either.
Have you seen, I don't remember if it's called The Hunt or Hunt, but there's a movie that has, what's her name in it? Hunt. Yeah, it's The Hunt. They're not raised as pets, but they are, so let me read you the synopsis of it. Storyline. 12 strangers wake up in a clearing. They don't know where they are or how they got there. In the shadow of dark internet conspiracy theory, ruthless elitists gather at a remote location to hunt humans for sport, but their master plan is about to be derailed when one of the hunted, Crystal, turns the tables on her punishers or pursuers. And that kind of seems similar to what you're talking about, although it's like, it sounds like it's more of a love story than like
there's definitely a lot of love story elements.
A love story and a sexual awakening. And I'm not the kind of movie. I like Ever After was as much of a love story as I would want to see. And it wasn't really even a love story. Like there was romance involved. But to me, it was more about like self-awareness and fighting for yourself in that aspect than it was specifically about a love story. And to me, what you're talking about, the part that you've described so far, it's like there's the self-awareness portion of it there, but there's also like the love story, and that sounds like it's going to be the main focus of it.
It's not entirely the main focus, but it definitely is a focus.
Yeah.
The good news is it doesn't go into a lot of graphic details, which I appreciate because I don't want to read about children having sex.
You don't? What?
I know, right? Weird. I'm not interested in children's lives. But anyway, so the little synopsis, I'm not going to read the whole synopsis because it's too much. But essentially, it's as soon as the government passed legislation allowing humans to be genetically engineered and sold as pets, the rich and powerful rushed to own beautiful girls like Ella. Trained from birth to be graceful, demure, and above all, perfect, these family companions enter their master's homes prepared to live a life of idle luxury. And it's human trafficking.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's sex trafficking and it's kind of horrifying, but like not very well written either. So I haven't finished it yet. I've got like a few pages left. But also found out that it's a trilogy. So I don't know if I'm gonna read.
What do you think about if you read a book and you like when you first get into the book, you realize, oh, this author wrote this in hopes of it becoming a screenplay eventually and being like selling it to be a movie. Do you ever start reading a book and then realize about halfway in that that was the entire intent of the author?
Yes.
Because like to me, especially if they have series, the term series to me just sounds like someone that's wanting to get their books turned into a mini series, like a TV series or a movie series.
I can understand that. As somebody who writes, generally, when I think about writing a series, it's because there's so much lore that I want to put into the story that it wouldn't all fit in one book without being like completely nonsense. But I don't really want to write series very often because holy fuck, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, I bet it's always really good for an author to get an option to write a series because it's a lot of money, I'm assuming.
Right. Especially
if they sell well. But you have like pretty good, you have like a pretty big income, I'm assuming, if they sell well.
Right. I would think. But anyway, so I haven't finished Perfected yet, but at this moment, I also don't think that I would watch a movie because I'd have so many issues with the filming of it, like the ethical issues of the
filming. Yeah.
But anyway, it's just eep. So, but it is horrifying. So like I was looking for something, you know, kind of terrifying, and it's definitely horrifying in a very realistic way. So, but anyway, that's it. That is it for my book review, essentially.
Okay. Well, I'll read some of these puns off. Did you look up some and you want to read some too?
I will look some up right now while you're reading yours.
What do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts?
I don't know.
A barbecue. Who were the greenest presidents in the U.S.?
I don't know.
The Bushes.
Oh, my God. So true.
A hotel tried to charge me $10 extra for air conditioning. That wasn't cool.
Oh my God. I like that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty funny. Did you know the first French fries weren't cooked in France? They were cooked in Greece.
Yes. Yes.
It's easy to convince ladies not to eat Tide Pods, but harder to deter gents.
Oh my God.
How do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
What do you mean, how do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
You look for Fresh Prince. I just broke up with my mathematician girlfriend. She was obsessed with an ex.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. I have a few.
Okay. Ooh, this next one's funny. I like it.
How can you spot a nosy pepper?
I don't know.
It gets jalapeno business.
Oh, I saw that one, I think. Yeah. What's Forrest Gump's password?
Run, Forrest, run?
Close. One, Forrest, one.
Oh, one, Forrest, one. Yeah. I should have known. I'm addicted to brake fluid, but it's okay because I can stop at any time.
That's funny. Want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
It took Sarah a second for that one.
A polar bear walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'll have a rum and Coke." The bartender asks, "What's with the big paws?" The bear shrugs.
"I'm a bear.
I was born with them."
Oh yeah, I saw that one too. People in Athens rarely get up before sunrise. Dawn is tough on Greece.
Yes. I love that. That one is one of my favorites. Did you know deer can jump higher than the average house? It's because of their strong hind legs and the fact that the average house can't jump.
Yeah, I knew that one. How do flat earthers travel? On a plane.
here's a good Star Wars pun. What's the body temperature of a tauntaun? Lukewarm.
Oh yeah, because body.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a wizard who's really bad at football? Thumbledore.
The past, the present, and the future all walk into a bar. It was tense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was. How do non-binary people hurt each other?
How do we hurt each other?
They slash them.
It's true.
Oh, this one's a good one, but an oldie. Goodie, but a goodie. But go, if you have another one.
If you see an Apple store get robbed, does that make you an eyewitness?
A little bit, yeah. How do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it.
Yes! I love that one. That one's one of my favorites. What do you call a snail that isn't moving?
Dead?
An S-car stay.
What's blue but not very heavy?
I don't know.
Light blue. Duh.
Oh my God. let's see.
Oh, this one's a pun on pasta.
This one's an old one, but I also like this one a lot. I went to a zoo the other day, but there was only one dog there. It was a shih tzu.
Yeah. I mean, I would still be happy with that one dog, but
I know.
My wife left me because of my obsession with pasta. I'm feeling kind of lonely right now. Cannelloni right now. That one's not very good.
I dropped my toothpaste. I'm crestfallen.
I asked my wife if I was the only one that she slept with. She said yes. The others were sevens and eights. Ouch.
Damn. All the toilets in the NYPD headquarters have been stolen. The police apparently have nothing to go on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cop, I'm arresting you for downloading the entire Wikipedia. Man, wait, I can explain everything.
How do trees feel in the spring? Relieved.
My friend couldn't afford to pay his bill, so I sent him a get well soon card. I don't understand that one.
Couldn't afford to pay his bill, so I sent him a get well soon card?
Yeah, I don't understand it. Is it like Coldwell Banker?
I don't know.
That one doesn't make sense.
If a wizard uses magic to hold up a camera and take a picture of himself, is that called a spelfie?
Maybe. I think it's still called a selfie, though. Someone complimented my parking today. They left a sweet note on my windshield that said parking fine.
Oh, man.
That one was pretty funny.
What do you call a dog magician? A Labradoodle retriever.
Oh, I've heard that one before. Yeah. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. At least if it does if you throw it hard enough.
True.
Straws
are for suckers.
I mean, honestly, what has five toes but isn't your foot?
What has five toes but isn't your foot?
Mm-hmm. My foot, silly.
Oh my God.
People are just shutting off.
I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. I just can't put it down.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
I don't know why.
He just couldn't see himself doing it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What do you call a dinosaur with an extensive vocabulary? A thesaurus.
Yeah. Just got back from a job interview where I was asked if I could perform under pressure. I said I wasn't too sure about that, but I could do a wicked Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Did you hear about the guy who started chirping after a one-night stand? They think he caught a canarial disease.
That's funny. A canarial disease. That's funny. What's the best thing about living in Switzerland?
I don't know. The chocolate?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. Hello. Do you like shop? No, that's Sweden.
Oh my God. Why aren't depressed people worried about flat tires? They're always carrying despair.
Oh, that's cute. Where do dads store their dad jokes?
Oh, I don't know.
In the database.
Oh my God, yes. Did you hear about the guy who turned into a vampire before he was bitten? Yeah. Premature ejaculation is rough.
Especially if you're wearing white pants. Kiss blood.
Yelp.
Pervert. A buddy asked me how many fish I caught. I told him it isn't polite to fish and tell.
Did you hear about the antiques collector who found an old Coca-Cola lamp? She's soda lighted.
Oh, yeah. At a job interview, they asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I told him, I think we'll still be using mirrors in 5 years.
What?
A job interviewer asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I think we'll still be using mirrors in 5 years.
Oh, my God.
That was not really that funny.
A clown held the door open for me. What a nice jester.
30% of pet owners let their pets sleep in their bed. I tried it and my goldfish died.
Oh no! My wife and I sometimes disagree about whether to add eggs to cream. Custardy disputes are always rough.
Yeah. I would never... I don't... Adding... milk to or cream to creamed? Wait, adding eggs to cream?
For custard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. I don't understand this one. What is the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac? And then there's no answer.
The kleptomaniac stole the joke.
Stupid.
What do you call a book on voyeurism? A peeping tome.
Oh, it looks like when they wrote this, they moved it down to the wrong place.
Oh, did you find it?
Yes. Because right after that, it goes into an Albert Einstein one, and then it says the answer. A literalist takes everything literally. A kleptomaniac takes everything literally.
Yes.
Oh, it says a comma. Okay, a comma is the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac. I wondered where the a comma came from. Okay. See, they completely screwed that up.
No joke.
There was a joke there, Sarah. That's the whole point of this conversation we're having.
Shut up. Listen, I'm currently taking lung into my air. Okay, leave me alone.
Ouch.
Did you hear about the woman who put snakes in her hair to cure her migraines? Yeah, it's oddly medicinal.
Yeah. Just found out Albert Einstein exists. My whole life I thought he was a theoretical physicist. I just found out Albert Einstein existed. My whole life I thought he was a theoretical physicist. Some of these are a little too cerebral.
Right? Some of these I'm just like, oh my god, that's true. Some of the ones that I'm looking at are also very cerebral, and I'm just like, my friend David just had his ID stolen. We just call him Dav now.
Poor Dave. Poor Dav. Poor Dav.
Poor Dav.
They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, not if it's poisoned. Then the antidote becomes the most important.
You know, that's true. Yeah. That's true. did you hear about the casino restaurant that feeds its cows cannabis? Yeah, some gamblers prefer high stakes.
I just read someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds. Poor bastard.
How does Satan like his pasta? Al dente. Al dente.
Al dente. If you donate a kidney, everybody loves you and you're a total hero. But try donating 5 kidneys and suddenly everyone's yelling and calling the police.
I mean, it's true. Do you know that dropping an ant into a glass of water will tell you its gender? If it sinks, girl ant. If it floats, boy ant.
Oh, boy ant. Okay, got it. Yeah, got it. A man walks into a magic forest and tries to cut down a talking tree. You can't cut me down, the tree complains. I'm a talking tree. The man responds, you may be a talking tree, but you'll dialogue.
Damn. to the guy who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Except when it's added to any other number, because then it's tens.
You know.
Why didn't the astronaut come home to his wife?
Because he loved her.
Didn't come home to his wife.
Oh, because he didn't love her.
He needed the space.
Oh my god. A man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm and says, a beer please, and one for the road.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, I have to... Okay, I don't think it'll work. Siri, I asked my phone, why am I so bad with women? She responded, I'm Bixby, you moron. Remember Bixby? I don't even think that's a thing anymore.
I do remember Bixby, though. I do remember Bixby. That's so funny. Did you hear about all the hidden meanings in The Lion King? Yeah, it's full of symbolism.
Yeah, sure the fuck is. my daughter just shrieked at me. Dad, you haven't listened to a word I've said, have you? What an odd way to begin a conversation. That wasn't even the one that I wanted to read, but that was pretty funny.
Oh my God. Did you hear about the guy who ate 6 cans of alphabet soup? He had the biggest vowel movement ever.
Ugh, it's gotta be an ugly collar too.
Yeah, I bet.
When does a joke become a dad joke? When it becomes apparent.
Oh my God.
Oh, this one fits me. I'd like to have kids one day. I don't think I could stand them any longer than that, though.
Why are lab collie crosses so good in teams? They're natural collaborators.
Okay. Dad, can you explain what the solar eclipse is? No, son.
I bought my friend an elephant for her room. She said thanks. I said don't mention it. Gotta talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, got it. I tell dad jokes, but I have no kids. I'm a faux pas.
Dang. What time do you go to the dentist? 2:30.
Ew. My dad died because he couldn't remember his blood type. He kept insisting we be positive, but it's just so hard without him.
Damn. Did you hear about the group of boats which crushed each other against their mooring structure? Yet another casualty of peer pressure.
I wasn't close to my father when he died, which was lucky because he stepped on a landmine.
Oh my God. Oh my God. A bottle of omega-3 fatty acids fell on my head yesterday at the store. Don't worry, I only got super fish oil injuries.
What do you call a bear with no ears? What do you call bears with no ears?
Bears with no ears.
Yeah.
I don't know.
B. It really wasn't that funny, everybody.
It was to me. It was to me.
Oh, I like this one.
Did you hear about the explosion at the cheese factory? Debris went everywhere.
I've heard that one before. Yeah. What's the difference between a wizard who raises the undead and a sexy vampire?
Oh, I don't know.
One's a necromancer. The other's a neck-romancer.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh.
This one's sad.
R.I.P. Boiling Water. You will be missed.
Yeah. Really steamed by that. Sarah didn't get it.
I did.
The guy who stole my diary just died. My thoughts are with his family.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you hear about the woman who started going to parties and joining new clubs after she made pesto? Yeah, she apparently used extra virgin olive oil by mistake. Extra virgin.
Oh, extra, got it, extroverted. She became extroverted. That's...
Yep.
What do you call it when James Bond takes a bath?
I don't know.
Bubble 07.
Bubble 07. God bless. I've started investing in stocks. Beef, chicken, and vegetable. Someday, I hope I'll be a billionaire.
Yeah. I asked my IT guy, how do you make a motherboard? He said, I tell her about my job.
What do you call an Altoid that loves wordplay? A punishment.
Oh. Swords will never go obsolete. They're cutting edge technology. Also, do you think, when you think about it, that's a really weird word.
Sword?
Swords, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it looks like sword.
Because it is sword.
But it's pronounced sword.
I always pronounce it sword.
That's not how it's pronounced.
But that's how it's written. Why wouldn't it be how it's pronounced?
Why is February written with an extra R and everybody says February?
I don't say I say February.
I also say February.
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 That's how I pronounce it. That's how it's written.
That's how it's written. Yes, I agree. But no, apparently sword is pronounced without the W.
Is it though?
I mean, let us ask. How did you pronounce?
You used to be able to get fresh air, or free air, at the gas station, but now it's $1. That's inflation for you. Sword.
It didn't do it.
That's a dog.
No, that's.
Yes, there is.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sword.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought you were asking about the dog.
No. I know you heard the dog because you mentioned it. But no, I believe.
But I said there's a dog and you said no.
No, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking to the
And then you asked me, can you hear it? Yes, I can hear it. That's why I said there's a dog, you silly bitch.
No. Okay, so what happened was I was trying to hit the button to make Google say sword. And I was hitting the wrong button. So when you said the thing about hearing the dog, I was saying no to the computer because it was... Anyway, and then I was asking if you could hear the computer saying sword.
And that is gaslighting people. Sarah was just gaslighting me that there wasn't a dog, even though we all heard it.
I was not gaslighting you that there wasn't a dog. Oh my God. Hold on. I was trying to get my computer to say the word sword. Hold on. Okay, I've got it pulled up on my phone. So this is how you say sword.
I don't believe it.
That's literally the American pronunciation. Ooh, what's the British pronunciation? Hold on. Sword.
Sword. It sounds like sod.
Yeah. It also looks like sod. Like, because
why do we have silent letters? I don't understand. Like, what's the point?
Because, I don't know. I honestly, this is like my favorite thing in the world is language, and I don't fully understand it. So,
why is it a bad idea to eat a clock?
I
think if you think about this one, you would be able to get it.
Okay. Why don't you eat a clock?
Why is it a bad idea to eat a clock?
Why is it a bad idea to eat a clock? How is a raven shaped like a writing desk? I don't know.
Because it's so time consuming.
To be frank, I'd have to change my name.
Yeah, sure would. And then you're Anne Frank. A cop started crying while he was writing me a ticket. I asked him why, and he said, it's a moving violation.
Oh my God. What do you call a small soda without a tiny apple floating inside?
I don't know.
Minneapolis mini soda.
Minneapolis mini soda. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of words. Although technically it's just two.
I was about to say it's only two words, friend.
It's a lot of syllables.
It's a lot of syllables, yes.
Let's see. I wanted my kids to watch the orchestra, but I had to turn it off. Too much sax and violins.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, here's a little bit of a highbrow one, but it makes me giggle anyway. Why are two helium isotopes so funny? Hee hee.
That is pretty highbrow.
But it's so funny. Oh my god.
All right, I have a few riddles now. Okay. What occurs once in a second, twice in a week, and once in a year?
The letter E.
Yep, sure is. I'm tall when I'm young. I'm short when I'm old. What am I? This one's easy.
A candle.
Candle. What has an eye but can't see?
A storm.
That's correct too, but that's not what the answer is.
Okay.
Although a hurricane, technically, or a tornado.
I mean, they call it the eye of the storm.
But it's usually in reference to a tornado or a hurricane.
That's true.
But what else has an eye but it can't see? But if you change one of the letters, that tells you what it does. In the word C. If you change one of the letters in the word C, it tells you what it does.
Okay.
It's a needle.
Oh.
I threw that last part in there because that just came to
me. Oh, yes. All right. Yep. I'm here.
What can you catch but not throw?
A cold.
A cold. Sure is. Oh, this one. So this one was on the podcast Sloppy Seconds, and they fought about it because they both said it wrong. But here it goes. A father and son are hit by a car. They are both rushed to the hospital in need of surgery. When the son is on the operating table, the surgeon says, "I can't operate on this boy. He's my son. How is this possible?"
The mother is the surgeon.
Yeah, that's the answer. Also, it could be it's the father because they're both
gay.
Fathers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had this big argument because Meatball missed. Well, it doesn't even say it on here. There's like one part of it where it talks about on the way to the hospital, the father dies. And then when they get to the hospital, the surgeon can't operate because it's his son. How is this possible? And Meatball missed the part about the father dying. But then Big Dipper said nothing about there being a father and a son, and just that there was a person that was in an accident. But the operator or the surgeon couldn't operate on them because he's his son. How is this possible? And it's like, well, you're missing a whole complete part of them this riddle. A rooster lays an egg on top of the barn roof. Which way does it roll, left or right?
Wait, what?
A rooster lays an egg on top of a barn roof. Which way does it roll, left or right?
Roosters don't lay eggs.
That's exactly the answer. Neither. Roosters don't lay eggs.
Well, like, hold up a second. Wait.
A lot of these are pretty well known. Poor people have me. Rich people need me. If you eat me, you'll die. What am I?
Poor people need me.
Poor people have me. Rich people need me.
Poor people have me. Rich people need me. If you eat me, you will die?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Nothing.
Oh my god.
I have branches, but no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I? This could be multiple things.
I have not a clue.
Because my first brain goes to there are branches of government. So government.
Yeah.
Bank. You have a every bank has a branch. License branches.
Mm-hmm.
What five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was a hideous face I just made. I just saw myself in the camera.
Well, thankfully we don't put the video of this up there.
Right.
So what five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? I don't know that this is correct. Oh, no, it is. Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Short. Because E-R, short, shorter.
Yep. Yep.
What goes up but never comes down?
What goes up but never comes down?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Your age.
Oof.
What has to be broken before you can use it?
What has to be broken? Well, my first thought was a water bottle. Because you have to break the seal to open it and drink it. I knew that that was not going to be the correct answer. I have no idea what the correct answer is. I'm really bad at riddles.
It's a chicken ovum. An egg.
An egg.
You aren't really bad because you've gotten most of these. If two's a company and three's a crowd, what are four and five?
A party?
Nine. Silly.
Oh my God.
Oh, this one you should be able to get. A plane crashed between the border of France and Belgium. Where did the survivors buried?
You don't bury the survivors.
Exactly. The 22nd and 24th presidents of the United States had the same parents, but were not brothers. How is this possible?
The 22nd and the 24th presidents?
You could say the same thing about the 45th and the 47th.
Oh, because it was the same president, so it was Grover... No. Yes?
Grover Cleveland, yeah.
Grover Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm second guessing myself.
I have keys, but no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
An egg. I don't know.
I have keys, but no locks.
Keys, not but no locks.
I guess, yeah. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
I have no idea.
A keyboard. Although, that's not true, because on a Mac, it's a return, not an enter.
Mm. Okay. All right. I get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What has a heart but doesn't beat? Oh, that doesn't beat.
What has a heart that doesn't beat? Yeah. I don't know.
An artichoke. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Footsteps.
Yeah.
But that's only because I accidentally looked over.
How dare you?
And saw that same riddle.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is long. Donald Trump's is short. And Madonna doesn't have one. What is it?
Obviously, the first thought that comes to my head is a penis. But...
I mean, might be true.
But last name.
Yes. Although Madonna technically does have a last name. It's just not well known.
Right, because she's known anonymously.
Yeah. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I? I feel like the answer's wrong.
Okay.
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
I have no idea.
It says a map.
Oh.
But my first thought goes to a globe instead of a map. But maybe there are no cities on globe. No, there are.
Some globes will show some of the cities, but yeah. It's harder to put cities on globes.
Yeah. What is always coming but never arrives? Ooh, that sounds dirty.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Hold on, Annie. I have one for you.
Okay.
David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle, and...
David.
What is more useful when it is broken?
An egg.
Are you looking at them right now?
No. Oh, they're just easy.
You're just really smart, too. Where do you take a sick boat?
To the doctor?
Yes. What goes up but never comes down?
Your age.
Oh yeah, we did that one already. Yeah. I'm dumb as fuck. Don't listen to me. A cowboy rode into town on Friday. He stayed for 3 nights and rode out on Friday. How is this possible?
The horse's name is Friday.
It's true.
Hi ho, Silver.
Away.
But Friday.
How do you spell cow in 13 letters?
How do you spell cow in 13 letters? Hamburger?
It's real dumb. It's real dumb. It's the word C, the word O.
Oh.
The word W.
Spelling it out phonetically. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What are we doing for the try not to laugh? Because I'm bad at try not to laugh. Because if I got to laugh, I just laugh.
I don't know. I think we kind of already are doing it. That's kind of what this is.
We're really failing right now.
Yeah. Take me out of a window and I leave a grieving wife. But stick me in a door and I can save someone's life. What am I?
The letter N.
Yeah. Oh, donor. Got it. Because window, widow, widow. Widow.
You, widow.
A man who makes it doesn't want it. The man who buys it doesn't need it. The man who needs it doesn't know it yet. What is it?
A coffin.
A coffin. Look, see, you're getting these. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence? What?
Some of them I've heard before.
Oh.
But repeat what you just said.
Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
The index?
Prison. Technically, I think the index is probably right, too. You walk into a pitch black room and you only have one match. You have some newspaper, a candle, and some firewood in front of you. Which should you light first?
The match.
The match.
I almost said the candle.
What disappears as soon as you say its name?
I don't know.
Silence.
Oh my god.
What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
A sponge?
I don't like that word, wetter. Or,
not a sponge, a paper towel.
A towel, but yeah.
Yeah.
You don't dry with a sponge, you silly hooker.
I know. My brain just...
Danny's mother has 5 daughters. You just did this one similarly. There are 5 sisters in a room. Anne is reading a book. Margaret is cooking. Kate is playing chess. And Marie is doing the laundry. What is the 5th sister doing?
Wait. How am I supposed to know what Danny is doing? Well,
Danny's not part of this conversation, you silly bitch. So Anne is reading a book, Margaret's cooking, Kate's playing chess, and Marie is doing the laundry. What's the 5th sister doing?
I don't know.
Playing chess with Kate.
Oh.
An electric train is moving at 100 miles per hour. Which way does the smoke blow?
It's electric, so there is no smoke.
Yeah. There are 2 ducks in front of a duck. 2 ducks behind a duck, and a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there?
5 ducks.
3.
Read it to me again.
There are 2 ducks in front of a duck, 2 ducks behind a duck.
Oh, tricky bitch.
And a duck in the middle. That's what riddles are, Sarah.
I know.
What 3-word question can you obviously never answer yes to?
3-word question you obviously never answer yes to?
Yep.
I don't know.
Are you dead?
Oh my god.
Uh, How many bricks? What?
I said it's true.
Yeah. How many bricks does it take to complete a building? How many bricks does it take to complete a building made of brick?
All of them.
One. The last one.
Oh my god.
A visitor points to a portrait on the wall and asks, "Who is it?" The host replies, "Brothers and sisters have I none, but that man's father is my father's son." Who is in the picture?
The grandfather.
No.
No? Okay, wait. "Brothers and sisters have I none,
but that man's father is my father's son."
But that man's father is my father's son. Oh, is it a self-portrait?
No. Go one further.
Oh, it's his dad's portrait.
No.
My child's portrait?
Yeah.
Okay.
The host's son.
Jesus.
If there are 12 fish and half of them drown, how many are left? This isn't true.
Fish can't drown.
They technically do, because if you take them out of water... Well, I guess it's not drowning. Never mind.
Suffocate.
So 12, because fish don't drown. How many Friday the 13th can there be in one calendar year?
I don't know.
This one's not really a riddle. 3. There was one that I skipped, but I have to go back to it and find it. Oh, here it is. Where is 61 greater than 100? Or maybe 61 greater than 100.
I don't know.
A microwave. 61 seconds is longer than 1 minute.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm not feeding you fables here, Sarah. Jeez.
No, I know. It's interesting to look at it in a different
perspective. I can travel the world while staying in the corner. What am I?
I can travel the world while staying in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
A bookshelf?
Maybe. It's not the answer, but I mean, I could see where you're going. Yeah. I can travel the entire world while staying in the corner.
I don't know.
A postage stamp.
I should have known that. I just sent letters.
Yeah. Did you send me a letter?
Yes, you talked about it.
Oh, I thought you meant you just sent more.
Oh, I have not sent more, but yes, I'll send you another letter if you want another letter. You seemed very unimpressed by my last one.
I was just more taken aback by the serial killer handwriting you have now.
Listen!
I got it, and I was like, has Sarah been possessed by a serial killer spirit?
No, you know, you're the only person who said that my handwriting looked scary. Everybody else was like, oh my god, you have such nice handwriting.
Because I know what your handwriting used to look like, and it doesn't look like this. Your handwriting never used to look like that.
No, it didn't. It really was didn't.
Very nice, but this is like, I thought a murderer had taken over you.
I know. My handwriting has gotten a lot worse. And it's part of the reason it's gotten so much worse, though, is because I just don't handwrite as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Or if I'm handwriting, I'm writing something down for myself and I can read my handwriting.
Yeah.
You know?
How many people is two pairs of twins twice? This is a math question.
Okay. How many people is two pairs of twins twice? Okay. So... a pair of twins would be two, right?
Mm-hmm.
A pair of twins is two because a pair is two.
Yeah.
And we're talking about two pairs.
Of twins twice. Of
twins twice. I don't.
It's taking you too long. It shouldn't be this hard.
I know. That's why I'm like, wait, is it four?
That would be the answer to a pair of twins. Two pairs of twins.
Right. I can't twice. Do math in my head.
Two pairs of twins twice.
Two pairs of twins twice. Eight?
Yes. Eight people. You could also say two squared. All right, no.
Two to the second power?
No, because that's two squared, silly.
I don't know.
Two to the fourth power. I think that's two to the third power.
I'm not. I'm so bad at math.
What?
Gay math.
The three volumes of Lord of the Rings sit in order on a shelf. Each is 1¼ inches thick, comprising an inch of pages and an eighth of an inch for each cover. A bookworm bores from page one, volume one, to the last page of volume three. How far does it travel?
Okay, each one 1½ inches.
No. We're moving past this one because that's a lot. Jane and Bob have four daughters. Each of their daughters has one brother. How many children does Jane and Bob have in total?
Read the first part again.
Jane and Bob have four daughters.
Jane and Bob have four daughters.
Each of their daughters has one brother. How many children do Jane and Bob have in total?
Each of their daughters has one brother. Mm-hmm. Okay. So seven?
Five.
How is it five?
Because there's only one boy. Each of their daughter has one brother. Has one brother.
Has one brother. It's like that fucking, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. Seven wives had seven cats. Seven cats had seven kids. Kids, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were going to St. Ives? And the answer is I was going to St. Ives.
One, motherfucker.
One.
The Lone Ranger rolled. Oh, you just did this one. Kind of. It was a little different. You have a barrel full of water. What do you add to the barrel in order to make it lighter?
Nothing.
To make it lighter.
Yeah, you add nothing.
I mean, technically, because evaporation happens.
No, but it's like that other riddle that you said earlier, where like the poor have it, the rich need it, and you die if you eat it. The answer is nothing.
Not really. Because you have a barrel full of water. What do you add to the barrel to make it lighter?
You can't add anything to make it lighter. You add nothing.
I mean, that could be the answer, but that's not this one.
Okay. What's the correct answer then?
A hole. But I mean, technically, your answer is correct. Because if it's hot enough, evaporation, the water will evaporate off and... less water, so the lighter. Unless it's a sealed barrel, then that's kind of moot. Forwards, I'm sealed heavy.
I'm not gonna have a hole.
Forwards, I'm heavy. Backwards, I'm not. What am I?
The word heavy?
No. That would be yivah. Yivah?
I know.
That would be yeah with a V in the middle.
But technically true. Forwards, it's heavy, and backwards, it's not heavy.
Listen to it again, though. Forwards, I'm heavy. Backwards, I'm not. What am I?
I don't know.
So what do you usually say? Like, oh, that's heavy. It weighs a...
oh, ton.
Yeah, because ton backwards is not. Get it. What flies forever, rests never.
Time?
I mean, because sometimes time is pretty slow.
Time flies.
When you're having fun. But what does it do when you're bored?
It still goes pretty fast.
The answer is wind. What five-letter English word can be pronounced the same way with four letters if its letters, with four of its letters removed?
Q.
Yeah. What kind of flower exists on your face? Whoa.
Your reaction to the answer is interesting.
Yes. It also exists somewhere else for a certain gender.
What? Hold up. Flower on your face?
Mm-hmm.
Your iris.
That doesn't really... equate to what I said, though.
No, but that would be a flower on your face.
Yeah, technically.
I don't know.
Tulips. That's now true. You see where my brain went.
True. There are additional lips.
A word I know, 6 letters it contains. Remove 1 letter and 12 remains. What is it?
I hate this kind.
This one's hard.
To be looking at it to understand. Like, hearing it is so much harder.
A word I know, 6 letters it contains. Remove 1 letter and 12 remains. What is it?
Not a clue, friend.
Dozens.
Oh my god.
We'll do a couple more of these and then we'll call it a day. Sarah's yawning over here.
No, that doesn't mean I'm bored.
What has many teeth but can't bite?
A key?
Are there teeth on a key though?
Yeah, I thought that they were called teeth on a key. Are they not called teeth?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I know that the prongs on forks are called tines. And I thought that the edges on a key were called teeth. We're now on an investigation for this.
That's something about bits.
Bits.
I don't know. What do you call bitting? So they're referred to as bits.
On keys?
Yeah.
Referred to as bits. Okay. Key bits.
What are key prongs called? Yeah, a bit. The section of the key which enters the lock, which has the key cuts formed on it. So it's called a cut. But anyways, what has many teeth but can't bite?
A comb.
A comb. You looked it up, didn't you, you whore?
I did not look it up. I just had time to think about it while we were trying to figure out what the fuck these key things were called.
What asks no questions but must be answered? That's not true.
Ask no questions but must be answered. I don't know.
A telephone. I don't answer my telephone a lot of the time.
I don't answer my telephone either.
What has hands but can't clap?
A clock.
Yeah. What tastes better than it smells?
Apparently that one fruit. Durian.
Durian?
Durian.
Mm. That's not the answer.
That's not. I knew that wasn't the answer, but like that. Apparently. What? I've never had durian.
Tastes better than it smells.
Tastes better than it smells. Your tongue?
Yes. I was sticking my tongue out at you. What has...
I noticed right as I turned while I was saying tongue.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
13 hearts but no other organs. Oh, a deck of cards.
Yeah. All right, we'll do a couple more and then we'll stop. What 4-letter word can be written forward, backward, and upside down and still be read from left to right?
Is it giving an actual word that can do that, or is it wanting the word that means that it can do that?
It's an actual word.
Okay. Because I was going to say palindrome is the term for it. I don't know.
Noon.
Okay.
What can fill a room but takes up no space?
Didn't we do this one already?
No.
Wasn't it air?
No. But that is it. That is one of the that is an answer.
Fills up the room but takes up no space.
What else?
Thoughts.
Light.
Light.
With pointed fangs, I sit and wait. With piercing force, I crunch out fate. Grabbing victims, proclaiming might, physically joining with a single bite. What am I?
Oh my god.
Like a freaking poem.
Right?
With pointing fangs, I sit and wait. With piercing force, I crush out fate. Grabbing victims, proclaiming might, physically joining with a single bite. What am I?
I love that you did a more dramatic reading the second time. It's greatly appreciated. Definitely necessary. I have no idea. The dramatic reading didn't help.
It's a stapler.
God damn it.
I know a word of letters three. Add two and fewer there will be. It's kind of similar to what we did earlier.
I know.
I have a word of letters three. Add two and fewer there will be.
Is it the word fewer?
It's the word few. Because few is three letters. And when you right. add ER.
Fewer, yes.
Earlier it was short. Shorter. Yeah. I'm a box that holds keys without locks, yet they can unlock your soul. What am I? These are very, like, philosophical.
I'm like, oh my god, okay. We're gonna unlock.
Here, let me do the dramatic reading voice again.
Yes, please.
I'm a box that holds keys without locks, yet they can unlock your soul. What am I?
I have no idea.
Technically, there is a lock on most, especially older, pianos. All right, we're almost done. I speak without a mouth and listen without ears. I have no body, but I come alive in the wind. What am I?
Leaves?
No. I speak without a mouth and listen without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with the wind. This one doesn't really make sense. It's an echo.
Oh. Okay.
You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I am thin, and slow when I am fat. The wind is my enemy.
A fire.
That wouldn't be quick when it's thin and slow when fat, though. Yeah, it would, though.
Because if it's a thin flame, it goes out faster. If it's fat, like a big fat flame, it's going to stay longer, because it's burning better.
I mean, that would be flame, though, not the fire. But what usually has a flame?
The candle.
There you go, you silly bitch. All right, we'll do five more and then we'll stop. These are fun. I like these.
He just keeps extending it, y'all.
We'll stop in five more. It's the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. It has the start of every word, every end, and the end of every place. Let me read that again. It is the beginning of eternity, the end of time and space. It is the start of every end, the end of every place.
It's the letter E again.
Sure is. These are all... never mind. What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
R.
What English word has three consecutive double letters?
Mississippi. MISSISSIPPI.
That's four. And no, they're not consecutive because there's an I in between.
But I don't know.
Bookkeeper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood. Or wait, sorry. I come from a mine and get surrounded by wood always. Everyone uses me. What am I?
What? Okay, so I come from a mine. I'm surrounded by wood always.
What this was the isn't last true. Thing? Everyone uses me. What am I? This isn't true anymore.
Okay.
Hasn't been true for a long time.
Okay, so what's the answer then?
Pencil lead.
Because
it's not true, because you have mechanical pencils that are plastic. Not everyone uses a pencil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Last one. This belongs to you, but everyone else uses it.
My name.
Your name. Unless someone just calls you whore.
It's true. Or, contrary-wise, a hoary whore from Warrington, West Virginia.
Which word is in the dictionary is always spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
There you go. All right. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Am I doing anything fun this weekend? No, I have to finish my taxes because I started them last week, but TurboTax apparently won't let me do it for free.
Which is weird.
I know, which means that it would cost the entirety of the amount that I'm getting back, which is not very much. But I mean, don't get me wrong, grateful. Grateful. But I would actually like to, I don't know, get to see some of that money rather than spending it all to do the taxes in the first place. So I got to try again on that. And then I'm going to finish reading my book.
I do know that TurboTax just got like a big, they were sued because of the like false advertising for free, like doing your taxes for free. Because it does, like, it gets a lot of people in, and then you try to do your taxes and there's like so much, like there's very few people that can actually get their taxes done for free.
Yeah. Insane. So I'm going to try H&R Block. And if that fails, then I'm just going to do it through the IRS website. The problem is like, I hate to do it through the IRS website because they make it so much more complicated for no reason.
Yeah. And then it's like, how long is that going to take to get finished, especially now?
Right. With everything going on. Hmm. Not that I'm looking at the news or anything.
Liar.
Liar. What about you? What are you doing?
I don't know. Tomorrow it says it's supposed to potentially snow.
Oh. Although yeah, there's today, a big storm that's supposed to be coming across the country.
Although today it's 50 degrees.
If I was still super religious, I would say that we were currently in the end times.
And tomorrow's supposed to be 55.
Today it was 90 degrees. And tomorrow was supposed to be in the 70s.
I don't know. So I don't think it's going to snow tomorrow. If it does, it won't amount to anything. But I need to do my school stuff. And then Ryan and I are going to go to lunch on Sunday like we usually do. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I probably will just watch some Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
There you go.
I just started season 3.
Wow. R.I.P. Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Rip.
Yep.
All right. Well, you ready to call it a podcast? I think it's probably one of our longest ones we've done so far.
I think it is one of the longest ones.
Almost an hour and a half long. So sorry, everybody.
It's okay. You'll be able to like compress it because there were a lot of like long pauses in there.
That's true. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is @NowAboutThatPods. We don't come up in the search, so we're not on that platform. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website at www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week. Since this will be coming out on Monday, Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a slice of pie today, even though it's 8:40 there.
Yeah.
And bye, everybody.